Hi, I'm happy to be here. A little bit about me. My name is Bex, they, them pronouns. Kind of exploring into he, him as well, but not really sure. This is the most amount of people I've ever really shared that with. And I feel safe. Thank you. This gym in particular, actually, this gym and these walls is kind of really where I started to find my queer community. I moved here from California in August of 2020. And it was the middle of the pandemic. Everything was shut down. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't meet any friends. It was just me and my dog in my very, very small, really, really terrible but cheap apartment. And, you know, she and I had a great time. Her name's Nala. She's 21 in human years. I know, you can wow at that. She's fabulous. And she's my best friend. And I guess I'm like all shaky. I just came up here because I was kind of inspired by the people speaking, and I remember coming out to my family, and I had great experiences, and I had really terrible experiences with that. And one of the first really magical ones was my favorite Tia, my Tia Lori. I remember getting up the courage. I'd had at least 3 drinks. I was like, there's no way I'm telling you unless I'm like a little bit tipsy. I remember kind of looking at her and being like, you know, I don't think I've ever told you. And then I totally switched. I was like, I know I absolutely have not told you, but I'm part of the queer community. I'm non-binary. My pronouns are they, them. And she was just like, what the hell does that even mean? Are you multiple people? Like, I'm like, we can talk about grammar if you want, Tia. However, you know, and then we kind of had a day in San Francisco, and we were just going around to different bars, and at each bar, she gave me, like, this little present. It was the sweetest thing. And the very last place that we went, she kind of looked at me, and she was like, my mijo right here, they are kind, and they are beautiful, and they matter. It was the first time somebody in my family had gendered me correctly. And it was beautiful. And immediately after that, like 2 weeks, I started this crazy cross-country road trip with just my dog and whatever fit in the trunk of a Toyota Corolla. and I ended up in Baltimore. I love this city. Like, I'm so grateful that I was able to come here and meet this community and feel strong and feel encouraged to be strong no matter what body I'm in, no matter what pronouns I'm using, no matter where I'm at in the progress of me. And I know, even though I'm wildly confused almost every single day, I know that I'm in the place I'm supposed to be, I'm in the community I'm supposed to be, and I'm in the moment that I'm supposed to be in right now. Thank you.